I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Evil. What levels of evil are we dealing with? We're going to talk about that tonight. We have Gordon Chang on tonight, Carrie Lake. It's going to be a wild I'm Right coming up now. Welcome to I'm Right. It's time for some more COVID communism. Evil. Is all evil the same? I mean, look, I realize we're going to do some hypotheticals here before we get to the Biden administration, our system itself. But let's walk through this. Is all evil the same? Or are there different degrees of evil? I think we would all agree there are different degrees, right? I mean, the guy who kidnaps kids and kills them, he's certainly on a different level of evil than the suburban housewife who has too much wine and does a hit and run and runs someone over in the middle of the night and drives home scared. I mean, both wrong, both evil, both terrible, but we're talking different degrees, right? But let's talk about that. Let's talk about different degrees. If I were to ask you, who's more evil? Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, serial killer, pick your serial killer, Jeffrey Dahmer, or Adolf Hitler, what would you say? I mean, obviously, neither of them are guys you exactly want to have to Thanksgiving. Both are probably a little warm right now, but who's more evil? And if this sounds weird, I'm asking this for a specific reason. You think murderers are evil. I think murderers are evil. You bring up someone like Jeffrey Dahmer, my goodness, is out there killing people on purpose all the time, innocent people. Gosh, that is evil and wrong. You're right. Adolf Hitler, I brought him up, ordering people's deaths. Millions, you're dead, all these people dead. Not difficult to call that evil. It's the easiest judgment call in the world. Why don't we put those people on the same level as the doctors who've been caught intentionally murdering their patients? All kinds of doctors out there like that. Dr. Death and all the different names they give them. Why is that not just as evil? Is it because of the white lab coat or the degree? I mean, dead is dead, is it not? Is it not the same? What are we prepared to say right now? And I realize this will be a difficult conversation to have. What are we prepared to say about our cultural institutions, our government, our medical establishment, our media, Hollywood, athletes, name it? What are we prepared to say? I mean, it's one thing to say wrong, I don't agree. Are we prepared to say evil? I am. Maybe you're not, but I am. And I'll tell you this. It really, really hit me very early on with COVID, because we're going to get to what the Biden administration just did. You're just going to have to bear with me for a minute. But it hit me early on with COVID. I'll never forget it. COVID gets here, all that 15 days to slow the spread idiocy. We're not going into that right now. And then I remember, clear as day, we're trying to unpack what this virus is. All right, I'm not a doctor. I mean, maybe you are. I'm not a doctor. I went to community college. I'm an idiot. So I was gathering all the information I could. What is this? How deadly is this? How can we treat it? Is there something out there that we already have that can treat it? I know there's a bunch of medicines. I don't know what they're about. I know there's a bunch of medicines out there. And I remember very early on, doctors, accomplished doctors, and I mean people with all kinds of plaques on the wall, doctors and nurses, we're coming out and saying, hey, there's this drug, hydroxychloroquine, that's out there. I've been treating my patients with it who have coronavirus, and it's been hugely successful. Now, again, that's not me pitching for it. I wouldn't know. I didn't even know how to make the stuff. I don't know what's in it. Doctors and nurses were out there saying, I personally am saving my patients with hydroxychloroquine. And then, wham, the system jumped in. and tried to shoot down hydroxychloroquine and did.
The largest study to date of its kind shows that hydroxychloroquine does more bad than good for coronavirus patients.
In the study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on six continents found that those who received that drug promoted by Donald Trump as a, quote, game changer in the fight against the virus had a significantly higher risk of death.
Taking hydroxychloroquine, despite mounting evidence that it doesn't work against COVID-19 and could, in fact, be harmful.
Another crazy rabbit trail that he's taking Americans down. Susan Del Percio.
Not just dangerous, as the study this morning shows, it's a dangerous rabbit trail.
That was a small sample. I could have played for you doctors who came scrambling out, no more hydroxychloroquine. Politicians, this is absurd. This is Trump. He's killing people. Oh, by the way, that study that they just cited, it's been retracted. The study's been retracted. And I just think it's probably a good time to remind everyone, we had a deadly virus here. Doctors and nurses came out and said, I have a cheap, available medicine that can treat this and save lives. And the system, media, politicians, and others jumped in and said, nope, don't take that. What level of evil are we talking about? I'm going to use this a couple times, so don't roll your eyes when I bring it up again, but if that's your mother laying there drowning in her own lung fluid, and someone comes up with hydroxychloroquine, and you have information from medical professionals that say, if I can take this hydroxychloroquine and give it to mom, I can save her life. And somebody, media person, politician, doctor, steps in and says, nope, not giving it to her. That's what Trump wants. Is that different than Jeffrey Dahmer? As mom dies? Is it different? Is it somehow less evil? I'm sorry, I don't think that it is. And we have all this information. It wasn't just hydroxychloroquine. Remember ivermectin? And again, I want to clarify, I went to community college. I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about ivermectin. But I do know that medical professionals started coming out and saying publicly, hey man, this stuff really works with coronavirus. It really works for coronavirus. And then Joe Rogan, who doesn't need any introduction from me, super famous Joe Rogan, he's known for all these different health things he does, gets coronavirus, puts up an Instagram video and says, hey man, I got real sick for a day, took ivermectin, couple other things, 24 hours, I was good to go. Okay, so we have a professional doing things his doctor said to do. Remember, his doctor prescribed it to him. Okay, so that's great, right? We have a virus, we have something that potentially could save lives. Do you remember what they said in response to Joe Rogan and his doctor saving his life with ivermectin? Here's what they said.
It blows my mind that Joe Rogan just yesterday admitted to taking ivermectin.
Ivermectin is something more often used to deworm horses.
Rogan telling his 13 million Instagram followers that he was treated with several drugs, and he included ivermectin on the list, a drug used for livestock.
Rogan said the word ivermectin, yes, that's the deworming medicine made to kill parasites and farm animals.
So things are clearly bad, but they're being made even worse by people who have refused to take the vaccine and instead are swallowing horse paste.
Does it bother you that the news network you work for out and out lied, outright lied about me taking horse dewormer?
They shouldn't have said that.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
What level of evil were we talking about? Again, there's your mom. She's laying in a hospital bed, choking to death, drowning on her own lung fluid. I have ivermectin. I want to give this to her. And somebody steps in front and says, no, you can't. Let her die. How is that different than Jeffrey Dahmer? How? Why? Because she doesn't get eaten afterwards? How is it different? Why are we talking about a different level of evil? This is evil. They are purposely killing people in the name of power and money. And oh, by the way, I did enjoy all of them pitching for the vaccine during that. Ivermectin, just take the vaccine. Remember, when Donald Trump was president and they were supposedly working on this vaccine, which turned out to be a therapeutic, when Donald Trump was president, all the people out there now telling you, take the vaccine, only the vaccine, nothing out works, nothing else works, vaccine, 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 vaccine. Here's what they were saying when Donald Trump was president.
So let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You're going to be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Okay. Man, that's interesting. Look how quick they were to deny what they were hoping was a life-saving vaccine for politics. Again, I'm going to bring it up again and again. There's your mom drowning in her lung fluid. I have a vaccine. Oh, we can't have Donald Trump get credit for it. Hey, put that away. Don't take that. How evil are we talking about? Which brings us to where we are now. Monoclonal antibodies. Don't write me emails asking about it. I have no idea. I don't know what these daggone things are. This is way, way, way beyond my intelligence and education level. What I do know is this. Doctors, healthcare professionals across the United States of America, not just Florida, across America, have been saying this thing saves lives. People are coming in, they're getting this treatment, and they are having their lives saved. It had an emergency use authorization from the FDA. Today, the FDA came out and said, no more authorization. You're not allowed to give this anymore. So now I want to be clear about that little fake scenario with mom before. I want to be clear that what I just described to you before is happening today. Today, someone is walking into a clinic or trying to in Florida and saying, I'm dying from coronavirus. I'm old, pre-existing conditions. I'm obese. I'm going to die in my own lung fluid. Give me those monoclonal antibodies that you've been giving to everyone else to save their lives. And Joe Biden and the corrupt FDA stepped in and said, nope, let him die. You tell me what level of evil we're dealing with. Death is death. Murder is murder. This is the system, your system, my system. This is the United States government. Your cultural institutions, CDC, FDA, federal government, Joe Biden. This is them murdering their own citizens for political purposes. How am I supposed to look at this any other way? What level of evil are we dealing with here? Heavy D, as you can imagine, who had been watching his own citizens have their lives saved with these monoclonal antibodies, Heavy D had some things to say.
So you have all these issues that could be addressed. And so what do they choose to do with their time? They choose to pull the rug out of elderly patients, most of whom, almost all of them, have been vaccinated, and say you don't have access to this treatment. So we're going to fight back against this because this is just wrong. This is not the way, you know, that you help people. And our view is people have a right to access these treatments, and to revoke it on this basis is just fundamentally wrong, and we're going to fight back.
Wrong and evil. And need I remind you once again that Joe Biden, president of the United States of America, has baselessly, time and time again, pointed at 40-50% of his own population as president of the United States and said, this pandemic is your fault.
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're sowing enormous confusion.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people.
It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I know I've said that constantly, and others have as well. The vaccination of the unvaccinated. You know, and it's needless, taking a needless toll on our country. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Most recent pandemic is a consequence of the unvaccinated.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm.
There's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
evil. But hey, it worked. 31-year-old father, father of two, with a third child on the way in Boston, 31 years old, needs a new heart, needs a new ticker. They just pulled him from the transplant list. Why? Because he's unvaccinated. And I just want to once again point out this scenario. Two children, wife, pregnant, standing there looking at dad dying in a hospital bed. Oh, he's about to get a new heart. The person who steps in and says, nah, no, he's not. How is that person different than Jeffrey Dahmer? All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. We're going to talk to Gordon Chang. We have a lot of China talk coming up next. It's going to be a great show tonight. But first, I want you to picture this. Well, pardon the pun. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture the coolest picture you have, whatever it may be. Maybe it's a family picture. Maybe it's just you. Maybe you're snapping a selfie in front of your favorite restaurant. Maybe it's a nature picture, a bridge, a building, whatever your favorite picture is. What if it was a painting instead? It can be. It's cake, and it's super, super cool. Paint Your Life. Paint Your Life. It's a website. All this is done online. All of it is done. It couldn't possibly be easier. You go to paintyourlife.com, and what happens is you give them the picture that you want to use. Whatever, one right off your phone. You give them the picture you want to use. Then you'll have a selection of artists you can choose from. You pick one. You pick the style you're looking for, a black and white sketch, whatever the case may be. A professional artist will create your painting for you, and they send it to you. Size you want, frame you want, and everything. I know, it's that cool. But here's what I want you to do. To 64,000, text the word Jesse. Text the word Jesse to 64,000. And I need to clarify, money back guarantee on all this stuff if you're not thrilled with it. Don't worry about getting some painting where your eyes are crossed or something. They're all great, but if you did, money back guarantee, guaranteed every time. Text the word Jesse to 64,000, and that gets you 20% off. 20. Enjoy. We'll be back.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.